Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
9 minutes past 6 o'clock, Phil Manekian for Dave Plyer. He's Chicago's rock star, Kevin Cronin of REO Speedwagon. Kevin, I know you're busy. Thanks so much for joining us on 720 WGN. How are you doing?
I am doing fine. We just played our first concert in a year and a half, and I am living to tell about it. it's a good day.
How did it go? It was a sold-out show.
Yes, it was. It was it's a sweet little amphitheater in Aurora. It was sold out, and it's hard to put the emotions to words. Strapping on the guitar and walking out there for the first time in all this time, and looking at that sea of people. Everybody was smiling. Everybody was. You could just tell that people were happy to be there, and I knew it was either going to be like riding a bike or like falling off a bike. And luckily, it was more riding the bike, So I'm psyched. It was really great, and it was nice to have our first show be, within a few minutes of where I grew up down in Oak Lawn on the south side. So. It was nice to be in friendly territory, and people in Chicago always treat us great.
That was by design, I'm sure, right?
Well, it was, I can't say, I'm not the guy that books the dates, but, honestly, we had shows booked prior to July 1st. Because of the COVID pandemic, things have been fluid for the entire time. It was always they would put shows on the books, and then that they would have to get canceled because of the pandemic. And right. As it turned out, it really was kind of lucky that the first show was July 1st, because we had shows booked in late May all through June, and we one by one had to cancel them. And it turned out that the first one that we could do was July 1st, and it just happened to be right there, kitty corner to Chicago. So I was happy that it ended up being that way, though, for sure.
It was a big deal, too. I mean, first show back here in the Chicago area. You got a key to the city, the 40th anniversary of High Infidelity. This was a big deal.
Well, there's definitely a lot going on, for sure. And, there's a lot of preparation that goes into this. We, we didn't just hop on an airplane and do it. We had we had 2 full weeks of production rehearsals at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Theater. So that was great, that we really had a chance to stand on a real stage and get the cobwebs out, get the rust off the vocal cords, and I will say that I've never had a year and a half off before,
right?
And I was a little anxious at the thought of the comeback, because I didn't know how my body was going to react. And luckily, my son Shane, who's a pop vocal major at USC, has been raving about his vocal coach there ever since he started. And so about 6 months ago, I contacted Jeffrey Allen, who is my son Shane's vocal professor, and I've been working with him ever since. And so I was, I had that confidence of having worked my vocal cords back into shape. And so I was pretty, I was kind of proud of myself, honestly, because, you think, well, can an old dog still learn new tricks? And, I learned a few new tricks over the past 6 months.
That's awesome to hear. This is a big tour, too. 50 shows, I see, through December? Wow.
Yeah, I know. we definitely went from 0 to 50 in a very quick time here. Because, a lot of these shows are shows that were originally scheduled for 2020 or early 2021 that had to be postponed. And it's, I mean, we are, I'm so grateful for the Ario Speedwagon, what we call our fan family, because we had very few people that asked for refunds for the tickets. And so a lot of these shows that we're doing now are for people who have held their tickets for, you know, for a year and a half, and are showing up to see us this year. And that, you know, talk about a heartwarming feeling. That is just an incredible feeling for us. After all these years, people are still so loyal to us, and our music still means so much to them. And so when you go in with that type of feeling, it just, it, at least for me, it just brings the best out of me. It just makes me want to give everything I've got. And I definitely left it all on stage.
That's awesome. You always do. And we appreciate that. You got more dates coming up in Illinois. In July the 17th, you play Effingham. You're down at the DuCoin Fair on August 29th, and then Peoria Civic Center, November 3rd. So you guys are circling all around and coming back to Illinois, which is really, really cool.
Well, you know, we are Illinois boys at heart, and the people of Illinois were the people that supported us at the beginning. And, you know, we would venture out, and as bands do, and try to, you know, get on the radio in different cities, you know, a little bit, try to expand our radius a little bit. And it was always challenging, but we always had this feeling that, and we used to say this all the time, if we can do it in Illinois, we can do it anywhere. And so the people of Illinois really gave us that foundation and that security that, and we never stop appreciating that. And, you know, we worked up a new part of the set just because I was thinking that we were going to be in the Midwest for so much of this tour. And, you know, as the years go by, you end up just kind of naturally, the set list kind of evolves into, especially if you're fortunate enough, as we have been, to have hit songs, the show ends up being kind of centered on the hits. And this year I just really wanted to go back and dig into some of the early album cuts. And we, and those songs are hard to play, man. I could, you know, the way I sang in 1972, you know, so it's a challenge to sing those songs and to play those songs. And, we went back and worked up a section of songs from 72 and 73, and to play those songs for the people of Illinois, you know, they were there, you know, during that period, and they were, people last night were so appreciative, and it felt so good to play those tunes. And so it's really a fun set list that we're doing this year, and it really is Illinois-centric. And and I will tell you this, you know, the state of Illinois, you're probably aware of this, but the state of Illinois and I have been working together since last year, because they put together a campaign to encourage people to get in their cars and vacation in the state of Illinois, you know, back when you couldn't get on an airplane. And so I was like, I was into that, because I used to drive around Illinois all the time when I was a kid. So they put together this Time for Me to Drive campaign. That and the Ozark TV show kind of came together. And when I played the opening chords of Time for Me to Fly, our song Time for Me to Fly, we always get a reaction just because people recognize it. Well, I got to tell you, when I played those opening chords and that people were singing so loud, I could have just stood there and listened to them. So that was really rewarding to hear that song get a second wind.
Absolutely. You mentioned Ozark. The Wagon is playing the Ozarks again. That's tomorrow night on the 4th of July. How cool is that?
I know. I love the reference, because when in Ozark, when they call us the Wagon, that cracked me up.
That
I loved it.
Hysterical.
But yeah, we'll be in Lake of the Ozarks Amphitheater, and we're part of the big CNN 4th of July special. So that's going to be great.
Very cool.
You know, just being back in the Midwest, man, it feels so good. And it's a nice way to launch this tour. And, it's going well. And as you said, we'll be back in Illinois later in the tour. And so, you know, I'm a happy guy. I'm a grateful guy. I'm a lucky guy for many reasons. But the people of Illinois have given so much to me, and it feels good to come back here and play our music for y'all.
Very cool. You got a show in just a couple hours in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and I don't know that it's sold out, so you may want to walk up to the McGrath Amphitheater in Cedar Rapids to see REO Speedwagon tonight. Kevin Cronin, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy, busy schedule. Happy 4th of July, happy tour, and continued success to you and the guys.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that, and nice talking to you. Hopefully we'll speak again soon.